You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to the Happy Hour on RNIB Connect Radio. Now, receiving a sightless diagnosis can be a difficult and confusing time, often leaving patients without emotional support. Imperial College Healthcare NHS Trust wants to change that by improving provisions of psychological support for patients following an eye condition diagnosis. Now, joining us is Charlie Evans, who is an assistant psychologist at St. Mary's Hospital and part of the team working on this very important work. It is so nice speaking with you today, Charlie.
Thank you for having me.
Now, before we go into the details of your work, which hospitals fall under the Imperial College Healthcare NHS Trust? Quite a mouthful.
It is. So we work across a few hospitals in central and northwest London, which are St. Mary's, Charing Cross, Hammersmith, Queen Charlotte's and Chelsea, and the Western Eye Hospital.
Now, Charlie, this project identified quite an important gap in support. How did it come around?
So alongside the clinical work that our department do, another of our roles is to consider ways to better integrate psychological care into physical health departments and care pathways for long-term conditions. So we were approached by ophthalmic clinicians who highlighted the need for greater psychological input across some of their services. And we've been working with them really closely since to develop and put this project together.
And I think it's really important that this project has come around because we often hear it speaking with people who were recently diagnosed. They often say that they get the diagnosis and they feel like they don't know what to do later. So I'm so glad you're doing this very important work. And what have been your findings so far? Because you've been doing this research for the last few months.
Yeah, so our analysis is still preliminary, and I don't want to jump the gun, so to speak. But I have been really privileged to have already spoken with some patients to gather their stories and ideas around how services could be developed further. So some examples are around specific additional support pathways, such as placing a greater emphasis on peer support for people with visual impairment, as well as you've said, identifying potential pinch points where more psychological input could do the most good, with diagnosis being something that is coming up a lot in our analysis.
So obviously some important changes that could really impact how services are provided or expanded. And you've also spoken with charities on your research to kind of get a little bit more of a different point of view as well.
Yeah, so we've spoken with a few charities across London, primarily RNIB. And this is really about the fantastic support that is currently available for patients via charities and third-party pathways, so not integrated directly into the NHS. One thing we don't want to do with this project is to reinvent the wheel regarding support that's already accessible to visually impaired patients. Rather, we're really aiming to plug any areas that might be falling through the gaps, so to speak. And something we're keen to avoid is to put in service improvements that aren't necessarily what patients themselves want or require. So it's hard to say now where the gaps might be, given that I'm reaching out to patients to see where they believe the gaps are. We really want this project to be led by patient voices and patient experiences.
And Charlie, you obviously have been hearing from some patients, but what are the next steps for your research?
I suppose the next steps are really to keep it going. As I said, I've had the privilege to speak with some patients, but ideally I'd speak with a lot more people from a range of backgrounds, really anyone involved across sight loss care pathways, to gather people's experiences and needs, because really the more informed that this project can be, the better the proposed additions to services might be later down the line. So we're really keen for anyone and everyone to reach out and get involved if possible. So one of the outcomes of this project will be working more closely with clinicians, both supporting clinicians and signposting patients and supporting clinicians themselves in some cases. This is what one of the suggestions that we've had coming through our analysis to sometimes maybe be more psychologically informed themselves. That being said, we're already working closely with ECLOs, eye care liaison officers, especially at the Western Eye Hospital, who already do a fantastic job in taking a more holistic view to people's care when they're involved in these sight loss care pathways. But really, I suppose what I'm trying to say is that the possibilities are limitless for what might come from this project. It's really going to be driven by patient voices and what people believe would be most beneficial for their care and support.
Well, Charlie, if we're listening to this conversation and we would like to support your project and get in touch, how can patients get in touch with you? What's the easiest way?
Well, we've tried to make it as easy as possible for people. So you can contact us via email or by phone, and we'll just ask that you leave your full name and a phone number to contact you on so that I can reach out and discuss a bit further. Our email address is imperial.intouch@nhs.net, and our phone number is 020 3311 3322.
Brilliant. Well, Charlie Evans, assistant psychologist at St. Mary's Hospital, thank you so much for speaking on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.